Bullway Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is KAYT-FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
What caused that? What caused that? Why do people do that? It's because of this flesh body. You know, it's because we're in a war. You know, a spiritual warfare. You know, and the word says it is the flesh against the spirit. The flesh against the spirit. And we always yielding to that flesh. That's what causes us to do what we do. Because as long as we have this body, we're going to have problems. We're going to have temptations. You know, so it's imperative that we get into the fight, y'all. We just allow our flesh just to have its way with us. Get into the fight. Read the word. Try to do the word. But what I love about it is because we're all going to fall short sometime or one time or another. Nobody got it perfect. But Jesus Christ, he was the only perfect man that walked on this earth. So we're going to have problems. We need to put on that whole armor of God, just like what the words say. We need to put it on. We need to have a relationship with God. God is saying today, y'all, come back. Come back. Where are you? Come back. Adam hid from him when he sinned. Adam, where are you? Come back. That's basically the word that he wants y'all to know today. Come back. I was talking with somebody at work, and I heard that person singing. The person was singing, and I mean, it had a beautiful voice. I mean, it had a beautiful gospel voice. I say, what church do you go to? I say, you sing in the choir? And she said, I don't go to church no more. That's not the first person who's told me that. A lot of people don't go to church because they just feel that they got it. They just have a relationship with God only. It's not about just God only. It's also about his people. He wants us to come together and worship him. He wants things to be done on earth as it's done in heaven. I don't think there's no individuals out there in heaven. Why are we going to forsake the assembly? Why are we stop going to church? You can look around. It's not just this church. It's almost all the churches around here. People are not coming back to church. Come back. Come back. We look at it on the internet. It's so convenient for us now. You know, where we don't have to go to the church. I just listen to the sermon, you know, via the internet and things like that. But it's a purpose. It's a purpose for us to come together. He wanted us to congregate together. Come back. That's the word. Come back. Life will be beautiful if we live for Him. Life will be beautiful if we be obedient to the Holy Spirit. You know, when we be obedient to the Holy Spirit, I know you heard me say it more than once. You know, we are doing God's will, His way, when we're obedient to the Holy Spirit. Come back. Spend time with God. Read His word. A lot of people stop reading the Bible. God looking for us. Come back. That's the only way that we can have a relationship with God. Is to read His word. God is a spirit. The more we read His word and practice His word, I ain't say just knowing His word. I say practice His word. It's going to be easy to do. It's going to come subconsciously. We're going to live that way subconsciously. Study the word. And try to do the word to the best of our ability. You know, we spend a lot of time on this earth trying to live good. We work hard on our jobs. You know, we try to get worldly things. We want fine cars. We want, you know, nice house. You know. We want all kinds of things. We want money in our pockets so we can, you know, travel around and everything. That's all good. But we use that, and we make that more important than God in our lives. You know, nobody exempt from that. We all do it, even myself. But what I started to try to do and what I'm working on is trying to work on where I'm going to spend eternity. How I'm going to live in eternity. You know, this life we're living right now, it's a short time. It's a short time. But we're talking about eternity. Eternity. How do you want to live? I would like to live good in eternity. That is what my focus is now. Practicing and working. See, we got to do it while we're here on earth. You know, because I've heard pastors say plenty of times when we die, you know, it's not about salvation. It's about reward. How well do you, what kind of reward are you going to get? What kind of reward that you earn while you was here on earth? Come back. It's all about Him. Prodigal son, when he went out, he parted all he can do. I mean, all he wanted to do, he just parted and made himself feel good. You know, when you got money, you're out there partying, you're going to have a whole lot of friends. You're going to have a whole lot of friends. They're going to be looking for you. Soon when you come in the club or whatever the case may be. Oh, there he is. Let me go. Hey, bro, what's happening? You know? They're all on you. But when the money is gone, where your friends at next? This is, I mean, y'all all experienced that. You all know it. This is just a reminder. This is just a reminder to you all. I remember one time I was, when I was in the military, I had some friends, you know, we did all kinds of things together. I was just like the prodigal son, of course. You know, I was partying, doing my thing and everything. I was away from home on my own, you know, and I had good friends. One day, I came home and I got married. I married Tracy. And when I came home, I got what they call an advance pay. See, I was ignorant to the fact what advance pay was. Advance pay, when you get that from the military, when you come back, they're going to take it all in one lump sum. So now I'm married. I got my wife and Tracy and I there and didn't have any money. I couldn't buy any food. All the guys that I used to hang with, all they told me, Brother Bear, I'm sorry I heard about what happened, but nobody offered me anything. Look, I was a militant type guy when I left here, and two guys came to me, to my house. It was a white guy, and it was a Puerto Rican guy. They say, Burbe, I heard what happened, and they had groceries. I heard what happened to you, but this is from us to you. You don't have to worry about paying me back, but this is from us to you. And at that time, I realized, because like I said, I was very militant. I realized that it's not about the skin you're in. It's about your character. It's about who you are. You know? So tears just ran down my face. And I knew at that time I never gonna judge anybody by the color of their skin or how they look or whatever the case may be. Because it's not about that. It's about the heart. See, God looks at our heart. See, we are people of sight. You know, we like things that look good. We like things that feel good. We like things that taste good. But see, all the time, that might not be good for us. We are people of sight. If we look good, that's what we want. That's what we want. That's what we strive for. That's what we work for. But if we just seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, utilize those same efforts that we utilize when we're trying to get all that other stuff to seek God. And God will provide for